my brother, my sister here, and I bless them. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then I greet my brother, my sister following this service on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Radio Podbean. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible is telling us that where two, three people, they gather in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is among them. We need to believe that the Holy Ghost is here to bless us, to speak to us, to heal us, to deliver us. I bless everyone who could not make it to be in this place. I believe that the Word of God will touch their heart. Even those who are on their way and to come to church, I pray that the Holy Ghost will continue to protect them and to guide them until they reach safely in this place. Sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. We are going to read the Bible. We're going to read the two biblical verses, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and then Ephesians chapter 6, from 14 to 17. Can we now read the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 6, from 14 to 17? Someone to assist and to read this biblical verse in English, and Maman Giselle going to read in French. Let us save time, please. Ephesians chapter 6, from 14 to 17. And the next biblical verse will be Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Bow our head and to pray. Jehovah, King of glory, marvelous and precious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this word that will fortify our heart. Deliver us and change us, O Lord, in our wrongdoing. We want to follow the way of perfection. Lord Jesus Christ, many of us, we have problems, challenges, but we fail to understand that the power is in your word. May your word deliver. May your word heal. May your word fortify our soul and to be strong enough by faith and to stand against every evil wind. My Father, use my body, spirit, and soul to represent your will. Let your word be a living word to bless everyone outside there, in Africa, in Europe, in America, in Asia, even in this place, here we are, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, I humble myself so that you're going to take over and you control my tongue and to express your will in the name of Jesus Christ. My sister, the title of my message is The Sword of the Spirit. The Sword of the Spirit. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible is presenting the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit, it is like a knife that is a double-edged knife, meaning that if you touch this side, you can be blessed. You can be hurt. Okay. You touch the other side of the knife, you can be hurt, meaning that the knife has double edges and then very sharpened. So if you touch the left side of the knife, you can be hurt. You touch the right side of the knife, you can be hurt. So that is how Apostle Paul is defining the Word of God. And he's saying the Word of God with his power can enter the heart of a people. Heart of a people, and to cut it in pieces. That is why there are people, they are in the church, when the man of God is preaching, you will understand that the word of God is going straight to the heart. The person gonna say, this I feel. The pastor is talking to me straight. This is my problem. The pastor really is talking to me straight. I can understand. I need this. I need prayer. Meaning that word has gone straight to the heart of the person. Because what? It is a knife. and the double-edged knife. That it is, the word of God will help us know the difference between right and wrong. Only the word of God. The word of God, the Bible is telling us that is an expression of the love of God. The love of God is expressed every day by many things. And when we gather all these things, it means, it represents here the word of God. The word of God started before the creation of Adam and Eve. The word of God. And the word of God, it is God himself. And God is the word of God. With the word of God, he created the angels. With the word of God, he created the earth. With the word of God, he created the animals. So you can understand that all this was an expression of his love. He expressed the love that he had because of his love, and that was manifested physically on earth. So today, you and I, when we express the love of God in different areas of our life, we build up the word of God. The word of God, it is the expression of the love of God, which is in you, that you express by your way of walking, by your way of talking, by your way of working, by your way of advising people. When you gather all this, that is what we call the word of God. Please write it down. The word of God is an expression of love of God. You can find that teaching in connection with the word of God on my YouTube channel, Wax On, O-U-K, yes, O-U-A-K-S-O-N. You can tap what is the word of God on YouTube, what is the word of God, then you will find the sermon on the word of God since 2018 or 19. Now, we understand here that Apostle Paul is defining the word of God, Love of God that we manifest every day. The love of God that we manifest every time. The love of God that we manifest every time. It is very important, my brother, my sister, to understand that our God is love. Our God is the word of God. It is important, you and I, to carry the word of God. The word of God in you, in me, makes us to represent God, to grow in the word of God. We need to obey the word of God. As we do so, we will discover that we are growing. We are growing, There is only one way to attract the Spirit of God inside us. It is by knowing the word of God and obeying to the word of God. That is very important. Now, let us see. The title of my message, as I was talking about, is the sword of the Spirit. And it is said that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Try to imagine, in the time of people of Israel, when they was going to war, they were holding a sword. And that sword, it was not a spiritual sword, it was a physical sword. Do you understand? And they go to war, they used the sword, and they were killing their enemies by the sword. That is why we understand this, that the old covenant is the shadow of the new covenant. In the old covenant, we see things, they are physical. And that is the representation of how things operate in the spirit. In the old covenant, the kings, they were going to war to kill the enemy. But in the new covenant, we understand that you and I, we don't go physically to kill the enemies, but we go spiritually to kill the enemies. Now, try to understand, my brother, my sister. In the old covenant, The children of Israel, they were going to war to kill the enemies by using the sword. And that sword was not spiritual, it was a physical. But in the new covenant, Jesus Christ came and to teach us that there is a spiritual sword. Because the war is still there. Hey, Jesus. The war is still there. The war is still there. It is important to understand. Since the war is still there, I need a sword to defeat the enemies. That is the spiritual sword. It's no more the physical sword. We are going to make a very big mistake if we use the method of the children of Israel in the old covenant to defeat our enemies. That is why we're going to say that is where the problem will increase. We need to use the sword of the Spirit, and which is the Word of God. So the Word of God is the truth of life, because Jesus Christ is truth. So when you use the Word of God, meaning that you make use of the sword of the Spirit to destroy the enemy, to divide the enemy, to confuse the enemy. It is by the Word of God. It is by the Word of God that we're going to say the truth to our brothers and sisters. We understand that the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, isn't it? Now, it means that you and I, we need to follow the Word of God. We need to obey the Word of God. It is important to work according to the Word of God. It is important, my brother, my sister. Since the enemy is there, since the enemy is following us, we need to take the decision to deal with him, to cast him out. But which method are we going to use? It's the method of the sword of the Spirit. Is the method of the sword of the Spirit. It is very important, my brother, my sister, to always use the sword of the Spirit. Now, we discover sometimes we have the sword, but the sword is not sharpened. We have the sword, but the sword is not sharpened. It's a problem. The message of today will motivate you and I, yes, will motivate you and I to have a sword of the Spirit that is sharpened. A sword of the Spirit that is sharpened. It does not make sense if you and I, we have a sword which is not sharpened. It can't work. How will you defeat the enemy? That is another problem. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And the Word of God must be sharpened so that it kills our enemies. Now, what should we do for the sword to be sharpened? Number one, we need to understand that the sword of the Spirit needs to be built on the doctrine of truth. The sword of the Spirit needs to be built on the doctrine of truth. Lie destroys the power of the sword of the Spirit. We need the truth. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14 is talking about the belt of truth. We need to carry truth everywhere. The same apply you and I, we carry the belt. The belt. And the belt of truth makes the sword of the Spirit to be pure, strong, sharpened, powerful. Now, what is truth here, finally? Truth becomes the security of our lives. Truth secures our life, while lie suffocates our life. Write it down. Truth secures our life. It's like when you go abroad, you take a plane, they're gonna say, put your belt on, put your belt on, put your belt on, we're about to take off. Put your belt on. It means that that belt is the belt of a security. So, proof secures our lives, but lie suffocates our life. The sword of the spirit can only be stronger when every day, every time we walk in the way, in the path of truth. It is not easy, but step by step we do like that. We correct the lie, we accept the truth, we correct the lie, we accept the truth, we rebuke lie, we accept the truth. That is the belt of truth, which is the security of our lives. My brother, my sister, another principle or element which is important you and I to follow is the breastplate of righteousness. The first one we said is the belt of truth, and the second one is the breastplate of righteousness. Breastplate, you understand, is protecting our heart. When you and I, we go to war, children of Israel, they were going to war, they were protecting their heart. Because if the sword of the enemy touches, you have a sudden death. So the heart must be protected. King Solomon is saying, you and I, we need to guide our heart. We need to protect our heart. How to protect our heart? We protect our heart by living the life of righteousness. I precise righteousness. You're going to feel non-guilty inside your heart. And when you are before the demons, demons will not have anything to rebuke you. There is no reason that the demon will give. Because he finds no motive by the grace of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are sanctified, purified, beautified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And our God is taking over. He has taken our weakness. He has taken our wickedness. He has taken our problem. And he has given us righteousness. When we are before the devil sees only Jesus Christ, the beauty of Jesus Christ. He does not see your weakness. He sees the beauty, the effort, the power, the strength, the light, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. In that case, we will have a sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, which will have the power to heal, the power to bless, the power to deliver. You and I, we know the Word of God. But many times when we want to utilize the Word of God, we become powerless. The problem is that the sword of the Spirit is not sharpened. It is important, you and I, to sharpen our sword through the Word of God. Many times, if today a brother knows your weakness, it will be difficult to correct that brother. Let me give an example. If the brother knows that you and I will commit sexual immorality, if the brother knows that he has found us in a hotel room, are you sure you will be able to correct that brother? Because you have found him in a hotel room sleeping with someone, husband or someone, wife. Will you be able to correct him? I'm telling the truth, no. That is why we need the truth in our life as a belt of security. We need the breastplate of righteousness to be clean. Then we will be able and to correct. We need to protect our heart. Another element that is important is your feet, my feet, must be fitted on the gospel of peace. Meaning that it is important you and I to make peace. It is important you and I to make a peace. Now, how do you make a peace? How do we make a peace? Make a peace, it is not to be in your bedroom and you carry in the problem that your brother has caused you. No, no, no. Make a peace is not to be in your private room and you carry alone the problem that your brother has caused you. No. Make a peace is like the word make, is to go and meet your brother and your sister and to tell him what is making you uncomfortable. Then you fix it. If you have to say sorry, say sorry. If he does not understand you, even though you are right, say, okay, no problem. But I have said the truth to you, but no problem. God knows you have made peace. You have made peace in your heart. You have made peace with God. You have made peace with the nature. You have made peace with that brother. That is making peace. Our feet must be grounded on the gospel of peace. Meaning that the gospel of love. It is not possible if you and I, we don't live a peaceful life with the brothers and sisters. It is not possible to be strong enough in the spiritual warfare. It's not possible. Why? Because the Bible in Matthew chapter 5, verses 8, is defining a Christian is a peacemaker. Meaning that a Christian is the one who has a peace in him and share peace. That is a Christian. If you and I, we say that we are Christian, but we don't have a peace in us and we don't show peace to others, I'm telling the truth, we are not Christian yet. This is the truth that people they don't like. Matthew 5, verse 8. I'm not the one. It's the Bible. Now, how to make a peace? You don't make a peace in the private room. No. You have a problem with your brother. You have a problem with your sister. You can't make a peace in your private room. It's not possible. You have to meet that brother and release what you have in your heart. Then you're going to make a peace in your heart for yourself. And you're going to make a peace with that brother. If he refuses, God, by his love, will build up peace in you. Because you have done the right thing. Now, the cross will be on his head. That is making peace. Many of us will lack the power of the sword of the spirit because we don't have peace. We don't have peace in our heart because of grudges, hatred, and we don't have peace with brothers and sisters around us in our environment. This is very important. Because demons, they come to challenge us.
But every time we are not strong enough to deal with demons. Why? Because the Bible says, whoever believes will cast out demons. Whoever believes, who is baptized of the Holy Ghost, will cast out demon. That is what God promised. He did not say pastor. He did not say evangelist. He did not say prophet. No. Whoever believes. But why it is not working? Because of this problem I am busy explaining. Do not let it, my brother, my sister. What are you following on internet, on social media? What are you following? Whatever you follow affect positively or negatively your spiritual life. The sword of the spirit that you have will be sharpened because you are following what fortifies your faith. Your faith, my faith, comes from what we hear. Many people, many of us, we have faith, but a faith that is corrupted. Faith of this world, faith of the parent, faith of the parent, faith of this world. But our faith must be based on the word of God. The shield of faith is there to protect us or to prevent us from hearing left and right. We have our faith in God, and the word of God is there to teach us the way, the path of life. When you receive something that is against the word of God, you use the shield of faith, the shield, yes, of faith to stop it away from you. You're going to say, no, this I don't want to hear it. This I don't want to watch it. This I don't want to listen to it. This I don't want to follow it. Why? Because it is against the will of God. But you and I, what you do? We give time to ourselves to open our ear to hear what can destroy our faith. We have heard the word of God that has changed us positively. Tomorrow, we start hearing negative thought. You will even doubt your husband. You will even doubt your wife. Why? Because you are hearing left. You are hearing right. You start doubting even in the ministry of your husband or the ministry of your wife. Why? You start doubting in the ministry of your brother, in the ministry of your sister. Why? Because you are hearing left and right. Where is the shield of faith? Where is the shield of faith? Because everything must be examined by the word of God. And when you know that this is not according to the word of God, use the shield of faith to protect your faith. Your faith must not be corrupted. You can't defeat the devil, I'm telling the truth, if you and I, we do not have faith. If faith is corrupted, when you will be before the devil, you will think about the failure. You will not think about success because there is no faith. Faith gives hope. Love produces faith. Faith produces hope. If you lose faith during the process of deliverance, using the sword of the spirit, you will think negative end. You will think about negative end, meaning that the end of your spiritual warfare is negative. You're going to say, oh, it has been always like that. When I pray, it doesn't work. When I pray, it doesn't work. Now I'm praying, I'm trying. You know the end is negative, meaning that it will not work. Faith is the one that is giving us hope that I am praying, no matter the pain in my prayer life, but I know one thing, the result, the finality is a positive, is a success. Hope. So protect your faith by using the shield of faith. Let us protect our faith by using the shield of faith. The last one to end here is the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. When you and I, we are saved by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is our Lord and Savior, he gives us a helmet, the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation, it is like something, a casque that people they wear on their head to protect the head. In the time of Israel, when they were going to war, they were wearing helmet to protect the head or to prevent the head from receiving arrows of the enemies. Because if the arrow hit your head, you will have a sudden death. So God, since he loves us, when we are saved, he gives us the helmet of salvation to protect our head. Now try to see. The head here is composed by the mouth, by the ear, by the eyes, and the nose. So what is very important, my brother, my sister, in our head, it is our eyes, our mouth, yes, our ear. What we hear, what we see, what we say. The head is protected. We are saved by the grace of God. And we wear the helmet of salvation so that everywhere we go, we speak about salvation. Everywhere we go, we speak about salvation. Everywhere we go, we speak about salvation. We go to left, we speak about salvation. We go to right, we speak about salvation. And we control our ear because we have to protect our head. What your head is receiving will go deep in your heart to dwell in. What your head is receiving will go deeper in your heart to dwell in. So it is important to protect our head by using the helmet of salvation. Let us protect our ear, our mouth, our confessions, our tongues, our ear, our eyes, what we see destroys us, builds us up. What we hear builds us up, destroys us. What we speak builds us up, destroys us. Because life and death, they are in the power of our tongue. So our tongue must be protected. That is why you and I, we are saved. We need to proclaim salvation. We need to have the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. We walk with it. We live with it. That it is, my brother, my sister. I bless the Holy Ghost for this teaching that you're going to bless everyone, including myself. I bless the Holy Ghost for you and I who are going to follow this word of God and to work accordingly, to live accordingly. My brother, my sister, where you are, pray. Lord Jesus Christ, I want this sword that you have given me to be sharpened. I want this sword that you have given me to be shepherd. I want this sword that you have given me to be shepherd. Shepherd my sword. Shepherd my sword. Shepherd my soul, Lord. Oh, Father, shepherd my soul. Shepherd my soul. Shepherd my soul, Jehovah. Shepherd my soul. Shepherd my soul. The sword of the Spirit. 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 To destroy the enemy. To destroy the devil. To destroy the enemy. To destroy the devil. The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. Sharpen it, Lord. Sharpen it for me. Sharpen it for me. Sharpen it for me. The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. Sharpen it for me to cast out demon. To cast out demon. To destroy the enemy. To destroy the enemy. To destroy the spirit of gossip. To destroy the spirit of gossip. The spirit of witchcraft. The spirit of darkness. The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. Father Lord, sharpen it for me. Sharpen it for me. Sharpen it for me. Sharpen it for me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Seigneur, sharpen. Sharpen my sword. 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 Against my enemies. Against my enemies. Against the power of darkness. Against the principality. Sharpen my sword. Sharpen my sword. Sharpen my sword. Sharpen my sword. The sword of the Spirit is sharpened. You have prayed along with the Pastor Daniel Waxon. The sword of the Spirit is sharpened. The sword of the Spirit is sharpened. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, you hold it in your hand. Hold the sword. Hold the sword. Begin to divide. Begin to divide. Begin to cut off the enemy in pieces. Begin to divide. Begin to divide. Begin to divide. Begin to cut off. Cut off your enemies. Cut off your enemies. Cut it off. Cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off. The agent of gossip. The agent of gossip. The agent of setback. I cut them off. I begin to cut. 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 I cut them off. I cut them off. Cut off the enemy. The spirit of setback. The spirit of setback, the spirit of poverty, the spirit of poverty, the spirit of failure, the spirit of shame, the spirit of shame, the spirit of stagnation, the spirit of stagnation. Cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off. In the name of Jesus Christ. Prophesy. Prophesy. Begin to prophesy. Prophesy. Prophesy in the ministry. Prophesy for the ministry. Prophesy for your life. Prophesy for your marriage. Prophesy for your marriage. I prophesy for the ministry. I prophesy for the ministry. I prophesy for the ministry. The members, they are blessed. Every member of this ministry is blessed. Every partner of this ministry is blessed. Everywhere in South Africa, in Europe, in America, in Asia, in Congo, in South Africa, in Jemisten, everywhere, the member of this ministry, they are blessed. The member of this ministry, they are blessed. The partner of this ministry, they are blessed. I prophesy. I prophesy. Every spirit of stagnation, I cut you off in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy protection in this place. Protection in this place. I prophesy. This is the holy ground. This is the holy center of deliverance. I prophesy. Trinity of the Most High God is the holy center of deliverance. The holy center of salvation. The holy center of deliverance. The holy center of sanctification. The holy center of righteousness. The holy center of truth. Trinity of the Most High God. I prophesy. It is the holy center of truth. The holy center of righteousness. The holy center of deliverance. The holy center of miracle, signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy for my brothers and sisters all over the world. I prophesy. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are delivered as you are connected to God Jesus Christ of Nazareth through this ministry. I prophesy. I prophesy. Yes. You receive the anointing. The anointing of the prayer of agreement. You receive the anointing. The anointing of the prayer of agreement with this ministry. With this ministry, you receive the anointing. You receive the anointing. The anointing of the prayer of agreement with this ministry. May breakthrough be your portion. May breakthrough be your portion. May your deliverance be your portion. May your healing be your portion. May your breakthrough be your portion. May your power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ be your portion. May testimonies be your portion. Receive the grace to testify. Receive the grace to testify. Receive the grace to testify. Receive the grace to testify for the glory of God. Begin to testify. Begin to testify. Testify for your body. Testify for your healing. Testify for your deliverance. Testify for your breakthrough. Testify for your breakthrough. Testify for your marriage. It is on its way. Testify for your business, for your visa. Testify. Testify in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Yesu Christo. Yesu. 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 Yesu Christo. Yesu. Jesus Lord. Testify, 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 testify. Limitation is over. Poverty is over. Shame is over. Because I'm blessed by Jesus Christ. I am blessed by Jesus Christ. I am blessed by Jesus Christ. I am vindicated by Jesus Christ. I am vindicated by Jesus Christ. My marriage is there. My marriage is here. Peace in my marriage. Peace in my marriage. I have the sword of the Spirit. I have the sword of the Spirit. I have cut off witchcraft, the ancestral spirit, spiritual husband, spiritual wife. Testify. Speak it. The sickness is over. The sickness is over. Cancer is over. Cancer is over. Cancer is over. Testify. Cancer is over. Cancer is over. Cancer is over. Incurable disease is over. Diabetes is over. Blood pressure is over. Heart disease is over. Heart disease is over. Spirit of the dead is over. Spiritual husband is over. Spiritual wife is over. Spiritual wife is over. Marine spirit is over. Poverty is over. Shame is over. Stagnation is over. Confess, confess. Ah, Jesus, the God of healing power. Jesus, the God of healing power. Jesus, the God of deliverance. Jesus, the God of truth. Jesus. Jesus, Lord, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus, Lord, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus. Hallelujah, applaud for the Holy Ghost, applaud.
Of Jesus Christ to guide children of God. You enter our studio face to face with the man of God for orientation and deliverance prayers. Go to our website www.jesuschristthehealer.com to register. Remember, distance is not a barrier. Jesus Christ loves you. Join our studio without installing anything.
Need to attend the Sunday live service? Don't wait now. Stay tuned and get connected in the name of Jesus Christ. The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you. Come for the living Word of God. Learn with us. Favor, grace, and prosperity. We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Please, come now and enjoy the Word.
Let God change your mind in the way to understand the concept of prosperity and your attitude toward divine favor and grace. Get ready now.
We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Follow our sermons that open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of slavery. Healing Serums.
Hello, we are following Healing Sermons with Pastor Daniel and Trinity of the Most High God. Stay connected.
You may be asking questions every day. What is favor? What is grace? What is prosperity?
People follow on YouTube, Waxen, Podbean app, Healing Sermons, Facebook, The Perfect Healer.
Healing Sermons are preached by Pastor Evangelist Daniel in South Africa, a deliverance minister with prophetic messages that change people's lives. Our sermons open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of people. Do you need to hear the living Word of God? Visit the Church Trinity of the Most High God. Your life will never be the same again.
The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you now.